O God, be born in us today. Amen. My hunch this Christmas is that for many, if not most of us, this is not quite the Christmas we had hoped for. We had hoped for something a little bit less like a plague right now, a little bit more like Christmas is past, Christmas is cozy and warm. And that leaves us in a kind of a dislocated, disoriented place. And a lot of emotions come up through the season, even without a pandemic, that don't quite fit the merry and bright script that we are handed relentlessly. Those emotions kind of color outside the lines, whether it's disappointment or grief or depression or anger, just plain exhaustion, loneliness. But it's just these emotions that put us right back in the center of the story again, in a fresh way. Because this is a story told from that place. Exactly from that place. The poet Emily Dickinson perceptively says, "Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. The truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind." This ancient story that we tell every year is certainly told slant, from the underside, from the outside, from the edges. It is anything but sentimental. Instead, it is a story that highlights the dislocation of already marginalized people who didn't get the life that they had hoped for. It's told very particularly in a way to drive home, to just sharpen the point that even here, and especially here, when the script goes off the rails, that is where God shows up. That is where God's power and presence becomes visible in new, unexpected ways. That slanted story, the story of the divine child in a stable, in a manger, is carrying the core that every religion, every spiritual path at its most mature levels is about and seeks to deliver. That God is not just out there, but that God is woven in here, is closer than our breath, is involved and inextricably bound up in everything, that there is no separation between heaven and earth. There never has been, there never will be. That dawning awareness is that everything that is in God. And that includes our deferred dreams, our broken hopes, our lost loves. It includes pandemics and partisan politics. And the great project of life, the spiritual project of life, is learning to see the presence, to notice the presence woven into all of life, and to say yes to what is in its unfolding in daily ways. It's not always easy, but it is also not resignation or consignment. It is how real change actually starts to happen. The center of the image of that in tonight's story, all the characters that show up, happens right at the end of the reading. Mary. Mary doesn't do anything, and she does everything. Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Not just the parts of her story that she wanted, not just the good stuff, everything. And that was a lot. She takes all of it in. She brings her confusion and her terror, like the shepherds do. There's a place for all that in the story. And her terror becomes wonder. Mary's yes creates this level pathway for God to move in a new way, a new awareness, a new possibility, a new hope for the world. The great prophet and singer Leonard Cohen says, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That is how the light gets in." Like Mary and Joseph, our lives are just askew, pretty much all the time, but certainly right now. It's not what we expected. It's not what we planned for. Maybe it's not what we hoped for. And yet, they are perfect in their imperfection. Exactly all that's required in order to say yes to God's unfolding here and now. And I'm practicing with you. Just looking toward the crooked and slant places in my life, in yours, that are the center of God's action. Bringing our little terrors and uncertainties and brittle certainties. This is this year's manger, just here and now. When we gathered last week for the Light in the Darkness service last Sunday, we sang a song that actually has words that are quite old, but they sound quite new. "If in your heart you make a manger for his birth, then God will once again become a child on earth." Christ is born when we say yes. So yes, this Christmas is not what we hope for, but it is profoundly hopeful. Whenever we let our small presences touch the divine present and presence in the present. And that is as close as every moment and every breath. Just now. In the space of a breath, we can touch it. And when we do, we know that it's real. And that truth, as it dawns so gradually, is how, once again, here and now, Christ is born.